So I thought we'd take the opportunity to almost be Yotze, so to speak, to Inyana Diyoma. It's still the days of Sfiris Omer, so any Shia that's relevant to Sfiris Omer Inyana is, of course, apropos, as well as Mitzvah next week will be Yom Yerushalayim, so we'll have a little bit of a celebration in terms of that as well. So we'll try to talk a little bit about the connection between the Mitzvah of Sfiris Omer and the Beis HaMikdash / Yerushalayim in the world of halacha. What exactly is the significance? What role does the Beis HaMikdash play in terms of the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer, particularly the way the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer plays out bizman hazeh? So the sugya begins, those who have the Marmakomos, the sugya begins with a gemara in Maseches Menachos, the first of the Marmakomos. Gufar Amar Abaye, mitzvah lememne yomi, a mitzvah lememne shvuei. So Abaye tells us that there is a two-part mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. There's a mitzvah to count the days of Sfira, and a mitzvah to count the weeks of Sfira. This is based on the two psukim in Chumash. In one place, the Torah says, Tisbru Chamishim Yom. Another place, the Torah says, Shiva Shavuos Tisbru Loch. So there's a double mitzvah, says Abaye. You have to count the days and you have to count the weeks. Rabbanon, the Vei Rav Ashi, Manu Yomu, Manu Shvuei. So the Rabbanon, the Tamidim, and the Yeshiva Rav Ashi used to do this, which is, even at first glance, is a very, very strange statement of Chazal. Means it's as if, imagine, the Gemara would tell us, you have to eat matzah, and then the Gemara would say, oh, by the way, that's what the rabbis did. Why would one think that they wouldn't do that? Of course they did what they're supposed to do. So the reason why the Gemara almost made a fuss of telling us that that's what the Talmidim and Rav Ashi's yeshiva did is because of the next opinion, Ameimar mani yomi, velo mani shvui, that Ameimar used to count the days, and in fact, they now count the weeks. Why is that? Omezech lamikdashu. Because he said that the counting of the Sfira today is only a Zeichel HaMikdash. It's only here to remember the days of the Beis HaMikdash. Because the Ikar Mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer presumably is totally on the Hakrabas HaKorban. And we don't have, unfortunately, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. So we don't have a Korban Omer. We don't have a Korban Omer. Then we don't have a Sfiras HaOmer. And therefore the entire institution of Sfiras HaOmer today is only Midrabanan. And therefore, a Meimar said, it's only Zeich LaMikdash, what's the big deal? So don't count the weeks, just count the days, and that's fine. Which is, again, also a little bit of a striking statement, because it's not that much Mesiris Nefesh to count the weeks also. It takes you about less than a tenth of a second to add on the weeks to the Sfira. So why did a Meimar almost go out of his way not to do the mitzvah properly? He's saying, yeah, it's only a Zeich LaMikdash, and therefore almost going to like deliberately delete half the mitzvah. So the sugya is really very strange, but chilei v'atzoif, a lot of technical issues in the sugya. Abaye makes a statement, you have to count both days and weeks. The Rabbanan said, yeah, we're going to do that. Ameme says, no, we're not going to do that. And the Gemara leaves us hanging. What exactly was the lumdus? What exactly was the nekudas hamachloikes between Ameimar and the Talmidim Rav Ashi? Whether it is appropriate bizman hazeh to count the weeks and the days, or whether it's not appropriate bizman hazeh to count the weeks and the days. A little bit unclear what the flow of the Gemara is all about. A kol ponim. It does seem, at least from the last line of the Gemara, that there definitely was somebody who held that the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer bizman hazeh is only a mitzvah derabbanan. It's not clear whether everybody agrees to that or not. And that's really going to be part of a major, major discussion in the Rishonim. So the Baal HaMor, on the next to the Marmakonos, the Baal HaMor is discussing an almost technical question related to Sfiras HaOmer. And in the middle of his technical discussion, so it sheds some light on this fundamental question of whether the mitzvah Sfira is in fact Midaraisa Bizman Hazeh or only Midrabanan. Just give me just one second. Just there for a second. Okay. And if the window's open, it gets very hard to speak when the car's closed. Okay, the window's open a little bit. Okay, so we definitely have a statement of Ameimer that Sfiras HaOmer bizman hazeh is Zeich LaMikdash. We're not quite sure when everybody agrees to that.
And now the Balamor is about to give us an insight about a different Nakuda relating to Sefer Omer that's going to open up the sugya for us. So the Balamor is discussing the following question. How come there's no Shechiyanu that's recited during the counting of Sefer Omer? So the answer is, there are a lot of answers to this question. But the Balamor poses this question, why do we begin the mitzvah Sefer Omer and there's no mention of Shechiyanu? After all mitzvahs that we do yearly, we recite a Shechiyanu before we blow the shofar, before we shake a lulav in the sukkah, we make a Shechiyanu by the night of Pesach, which covers the mitzvah Echilas Matzah, the Kiddush. So what happened to Shechiyanu on the first night of Sefer Omer? So we take a look at the Balamor, it tells us, on the Klal Shel Dover, Ein Lo Lahachmir B'Sefer Omer, says the Balamor, we don't have to be too machmir with Sefer Omer B'Zman Hazeh. She'einu El Lezecha B'Alma. Sefer Omer today is not a mitzvah D'Araisa, since it's dependent upon the Beis HaMikdash. V'Hachin HaSikna B'Duchta B'Menachos. And that's the conclusion of the Gemara Maseches Menachos, that Meimah Mani Yom V'lo Mani Shavuay, Omer Zecha L'Mikdashu. So now the Balamor almost becomes apologetic. Even though Lamaisa, we do count days and we do count weeks. So it almost leads us to believe that we have rejected the view of Amemar. Says the Balamor, no. Minagu b'yadeinu, we have a custom to count weeks, but it's not really Mikra Din. And we really truly paskin that Spirit of Bizman Azeh is only Midraban, it's only Zechel Mikdash. Since it's only Zechel Mikdash, Valdino Zman ain't Lanu. Therefore, there's no need for us to say Shechiyanu. That's the first answer that the Balamor gives. Balamor's going to give a second answer in a moment. I want to focus at a moment on the first answer. The Balamor says, you want to know why there's no Shechiyanu? It's not a mitzvah d'oraisa anyway. And therefore, there's no Shechiyanu. So it's a very, very difficult Balamor because last we checked, we recite Shechiyanu on many mitzvahs d'rabanan. We recite Shechiyanu on Kriyas HaMegillah on Purim. We recite Shechiyanu on Adlochas Neiros Chanukah. Those are also only mitzvahs d'rabanan. So the fact that something is not a mitzvah d'araisa, that in of itself is not an exemption from Shechiyanu. So what's the kaman of the Balamor? So the Chora, what the Balamor is driving at, is a fundamental yisod. It really opens up the entire sugya for us. It appears in the Briska Rav, it is Chedushu Maseches Benochem Sandu Sugya. Briska Rav presents for us a classic Briska Chakira, how to understand the nature of mitzvahs that are Zeichel HaMikdash. It's a very strange thing. You have a mitzvah that the Torah gives us that only applies to Zman Shebeis HaMikdash Rekayim, like for example, according to many spheres on it. And then comes the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed. And Chazal decide, you know what? We're going to keep this mitzvah going anyway. Even though there's no Beis HaMikdash, we're still going to perform the mitzvah. Why? You should remember Zeichel HaMikdash. So one can understand that kind of a mitzvah, Zeichel HaMikdash, in one of two ways. Either one can understand that Zeichel HaMikdash is the reason that Chazal instituted the mitzvah derabbanan. Like, why did Chazal institute Neiros Chanukah? Because of the Neis. Why did they institute Kriyas HaMegillah? Because of the Neis. Why did they institute Erev Tavshilin? For a reason X, Y, and Z. Many, very often, Chazal had certain reasons that prompted them to institute mitzvah derabbanan. So the reason why Chazal instituted the mitzvah of Sefiras Omer for us today was because it's important to remember the Beis HaMikdash. But once they instituted it for that reason, it's a full-fledged, bona fide mitzvah. Midrabbanan. It's a mitzvah b'shleimusa, quote, Sefiras HaOmer b'zman hazeh. Zeichel HaMikdash was the reason for it, was the engine that drove the creation of that takana. But the mitzvah is a plain, full-fledged mitzvah d'rabbanan, no different than Erev Chanukah, Lachazir Shabbos, Kriyas HaMegillah, a regular, plain, and simple mitzvah d'rabbanan. Or maybe that's not the pshat. Maybe the pshat is that the whole mitzvah is Zeichel HaMikdash. The real mitzvah of Sefira today is not the counting of Sefiras Omer. The reason why we have to count Sefira is to enable us to remember the Beis HaMikdash. If you want to know what the Maisa Mitzvah is, the name of the mitzvah is Zeichel HaMikdash. Now, it's not enough to sit around and close my eyes. We'll have a kumzitz, and we'll see in Meshkachech, and we'll think about the Beis HaMikdash. That's beautiful, but that's not what Chazal wanted us to do. Chazal wanted us to use the vehicle of Sefira to reach the point of Zeichel HaMikdash. It's almost, those who are on the Tuesday night show, we spoke a little bit about this, that according to some, the mitzvah of the Tilas Lulav, the entire week of Sukkot, even in the Beis HaMikdash, was not really a mitzvah of the Tilas Lulav. The mitzvah was to reach the state of Simchus. The Torah requires of us to do a Maisa of taking a Lulav to reach the point of simcha. But the real key, the essence of the mitzvah, is the second part, not the first part. So on a level of derabbanan, you can raise this question: what was the nature of the mitzvah derabbanan of counting sefirah today? Is it a mitzvah that's a regular plain mitzvah derabbanan, just the background, the historical background, why Chazal instituted it was to remember the Beis HaMikdash? Or the very mitzvah is the mikdash itself? So lechora, that's what the Baal HaMor is driving at. When the Baal HaMor says that we paskin that sefirah shleima today is only zecher mikdash. So what the Baal HaMor is basically saying is that it's not even a mitzvah derabbanan. It's not even a full-fledged mitzvah. You don't say shechianu on that. You say shechianu on Eretz Chanukah. You say shechianu on Kriyas HaMegillah. Those are mitzvahs derabbanan. You don't say shechianu on a zecher b'alma. There's no shechianu on such a statement. Comes to Bishka Rav and says, that's exactly why a Amemar Dafka did not count the Shavuos. The Amemar didn't know how to say the extra three words in the Siddur. Amemar couldn't do the math in his head to figure out what week of the Sefirah was. So says the Bishka Rav, Amemar held Peshitta that we're not trying to fulfill Sefirah Oimer. If the mitzvah was Sefirah Oimer, then you have to count mitzvah limnas yamim, mitzvah limnas Shavuos. But since the goal today is not to count Sefirah, the goal is to remember the Beis HaMikdash. I remember the Beis HaMikdash. I just didn't remember the Beis HaMikdash. I counted Sefirah Hayomim. That will conjure up the image of the Beis HaMikdash in my mind. There's no need. There's no key. There's no purpose whatsoever to count further. Now, says the Brisker Rav, we understand exactly what the Gemara was talking about when it said, the Rabbanan the Beir Rav Ashi. Oh, the Rabbanan the Beir Rav Ashi. So they used to count days and weeks. Why? Because B'dafka, they held the lumdus of a memo was not correct. They held that the takona was a mitzvah sfira, abazoi, a mitzvah sfira, then the mitzvah sfira has to mimic sfira's oimer of mikdash. It's got to be the same thing. You can't pick and choose. I'll do a little bit of a mitzvah. No, no, no. The mitzvah was because of zeichel mikdash, the misach and sfira's oimer. If the hagdar, the definition of sfira's oimer means yamushuas, then you have to do that even as manazir. So it turns out that this is a fundamental question, all working with the same assumption that Sefira today is only the Rabbanan. It's only a Zeichel Mikdash Bizman Azeh. So according to a Maimer, it's only a Zeichel Mikdash, and therefore don't even bother counting the weeks, you're getting nothing. According to Rabbanan, the Rav Ashi, it was instituted on Zeichel Mikdash, but it takes on the format of a regular mitzvah, the Rabbanan, and therefore, Lamais, you have to count the days and the weeks. So now the Baal HaMor goes one step further. Comes the Baal HaMor and says, that give you a whole nother reason why you don't say Zman, you don't say Shechiyonu. Also, in light of the fact that it's in the Rabbanon, but for a different type of a reason. The Baal HaMor continues. Beginning of the third line. When do we find Shechiyonu, Kiman, Yelon, Zman, Azeh? That's a mitzvah of Simcha. Etilas lulav, that's a simcha dikmet, that's a throwback to last night share again from Sukkah. Usmachta b'feshem lekeichem, that makes sense. But kia shofar, the zikaron, bein Yisrael, avim shor shemayim, Rosh Hashanah, tkia shofar, that brings our zichreinus to Rebbein Shalom, that's a simcha dikmet. Umikra Megillah, the chasach manalana parkina, Kadosh Baruch Hu saved us, and the Baal HaMor could have thrown in Chanukah for good luck. I guess you didn't have to count every single one, but also we can make a case. Chanukah is a nice, happy, good, joyous time. And then the Baal HaMor says, and I'll prove to you that there are other Shechiyonos that we say that are not even time-related. They're not even a mitzvah sabos b'zman l'zman. Pidgin HaBen, the Gemara in the very end of Pesachim says you make a Shechiyonos, Pidgin HaBen, Shemivarchi HaBemein Shechiyonu, Shiyatza B'nom, Yisufik Nefel, Choshashosh L'Shiyom B'Odem Eino Nefel. Says that when you celebrate Pidgin HaBen, so you're not just celebrating the mitzvah of Pidgin HaBen, you celebrate the fact that Baruch Hashem, the child survived. And the Gemara says for the first 30 days, you never really know, is the baby going to be a viable birth or not? So the Baal HaMor didn't mean to say that every time you have a baby, when it reaches 30 days, when your fifth son is born, you don't make Shechiyonu on the 30th day. What the Baal HaMor meant is that when you have a mitzvah that also carries with it that dimension of joy, of the fact that the baby, Baruch Hashem, survived that tricky first 30 days of birth, so that's enough for mitzvah to warrant the Shechiyonu. So it's not just a simcha of Yatzim Bidei Nefel, that's Mechayav Shechiyonu. That would be true, then you would make Shechiyonu on all babies, not just firstborn boys. So Ella, the point is that the mitzvah Pidgin HaBen is a type of a mitzvah that we have to decide, we have to define. Is that a simcha dika mitzvah? Nish simcha dika mitzvah. If it's a simcha dika mitzvah, then it falls into the category of lulav, sukkah, shofar, Megillah, and Chanukah. If not. So it has that dimension of simcha shloshim. But then the Baal HaMor said, these are all in construct of the Sefirah Oimer. Said the Balmor, Shvis Oimer is a very sad mitzvah. Not because of Tamid Rabbi Akiva, nothing with Tamid Rabbi Akiva. That was much, much later in the Gemara in Yevamos. I'm talking about all the way, I'm talking about the Zman HaChorban. The Zman HaChorban predated the events of Rabbi Akiva's Tamid. Once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, so then the mitzvah Shvis Oimer lost its home to it. Not only is it not a joyful mitzvah, it's a tragic mitzvah. It's a very, very sad mitzvah, Zman HaZeh, because it's just, we remember, Nebuch, we don't have the mitzvah of Shvi'as Omer in the fullest sense of the word. So comes the Balamor with two different reasons why Shechianu is left out. But both of them revolve around the same point. They both hinge upon Shvi'ah being Zman HaZeh, the Rabbanon. One is because it's the Rabbanon, therefore it's only a Zechel HaMikdash, and it's not a type of a mitzvah to warrant the Shechianu B'chlal. The other is, it's a Dirabbanon, and it's a Zeich LaMikdash, and therefore it's a very, very sad kind of a mitzvah. So Kohen of the Balamor is definitely going along the lines that we paskin l'halacha, that Tzvira B'zman HaZeh is only Zeich LaMikdash, it's a Dirabbanon, it's a Zeich LaMikdash, and that's the reason why it's not Shechianu, and that's the, again, for one of the two nuances, one. The fact that Tzvira is only Dirabbanon because it's Zeich LaMikdash is not only the Balamor sheet, Taisus holds the same way. That's what Taisus paskins, that you're allowed to count even Ben Hashmashos, the famous sheet is at Taisus, in Menachas of Samach Bavim and Alpha, that sugya, it says you're allowed to count even in a Suffolk Yom, Suffolk Laila, because Sphira is always only the Rabbanim is man as that. So Taisus and the Balamor hold that everybody ultimately agrees that Sphira's Omer is a Rabbanim is man as that. There's nothing to discuss. But there is an entirely different way to read that Gemara back in Menachas. Go back for a moment, back to the first of the Mamakamos. It's true that the Gemara says that Ameima money yom of lomani shvu in the last line, because Ameima said it's Eich LaMikdash, but let's not forget, the Rabban and the Be'er of Ashi didn't do that. The Rabban and the Be'er of Ashi actually counted days and weeks, and we count days and weeks. So the Balamor almost had to apologize. Why are we why are we spending our time counting the weeks? If they're all, it's only Eich LaMikdash, so the Balamor says, minig, it's a minig, it's a chumba b'yam, it's a minig b'yam. There's nothing really significant about it. But one could perhaps learn the Gemara totally different from the Balamor and different from Tosfos. One could learn, yes, it's true, a Neimar was entitled to his opinion. He was a great Amoira. He was of the opinion that Sphira B'zman HaZeh is the Rabban. But guess what? Nobody else held that way. Not the Rabban, the Be'er of Ashi, and not us either. We paskin that Sphira is the Raisa B'zman HaZeh. And therefore, we, in fact, count weeks. And therefore, why don't we say Shechianu on Sphira Zomim? Other reasons. But the reason that the Balamor gives are not necessarily true. Some Rishonim say you can't say Shechianu B'kibel Lazman HaZeh because Sphira is still leading up. The Sphira is not an end of itself. Sphira is a means to an end. You're trying to get the Shavuos. So it would be very strange to say Shechianu Lazman HaZeh. The emissary Zman hasn't really arrived yet. So I'll go upon him. The Balamor was very, very strong. The Balayatois are very strong believers that Sphira B'zman HaZeh is the Rabbanu with Nafkaminas Ladina. In camp Ben Hashmoshos, Nafkim Zadim, you lead out Shechianu. But there is another way of reading the Gemara. And the Rishon who read this, the Gemara, the other way was the Rambam. So the next of the Mamakim is the Rambam, and Chasvinu Musafin writes very clearly, Mitzvah Zua Kalish Mi Yisrael, the Chomokha V'chosman. The Mitzvah Sphira's Omer applies to all males, women of Pturos. The Rambam's view is that Sphira is a Zman Grom, and I don't want to agree to that Rambam, but the Rambam paskins that women of Pturos are Sphira's Omer. And the Rambam says, V'chomokha V'chosman, which is another way of saying, it applies. The Rambam sitting and living in Cairo, and then the, whatever 1100s, whatever it was, when we're sitting in Tinek, in Tavshin Pei Aleph, the Chomak B'Chozman, there's a mitzvah deraisis for yourself. That's a sheet of Rambam. How did the Rambam get it from? He got it from the same Gemara Menachas that the other Rishonim got Zeich LaMikdash. The Rambam got it from the Rabban Debir of Ashi that we paskin against the Meimah. We paskin that Sphira B'zman HaZeh is deraisa. What's the lumdus of that? Why is Sphira B'zman HaZeh deraisa according to the Rambam? So one can understand that in two ways as well. Either one can understand that there's a fundamental machloekes between the Rambam and the other Rishonim about, is the Korban HaOmer the Mechayev of Sphira's Omer? If you open up the Pesukim, last week's Parsha, Parsha's Emor, so the Torah speaks about the second day of Pesach, the craft of Mincha Chadosh L'Hashem, you bring that thing there. That pasuk says the Rakt Min Chadosh is going on Shavuos. I'm sorry. It says Kisavol Ktzat Basir Vayisim is Omer Reish Sibachol Akayin. The Torah says to bring a Korban Omer. So everyone agrees to bring Korban Omer. And then the Torah says, and by the way, from the day that you bring the Korban Omer, Usfatim L'Chem Rachas Shabbos, you start counting Sphira. So you can really understand those two psukim in two different ways. Conceptually, halachically, two very, very different ways of reading the connection or lack thereof between those two psukim. Maybe you can understand that what the Torah is telling us is that it's really a package deal. That comes the second day of Pesach, and two things kick in. You have to bring a Korban Omer, and you have to start Sfiras Omer, but the Sfiras Omer depends upon the Korban Omer. The two go hand in hand. Now, if and when you're bringing the Korban Omer, then you begin to count Sfiras Omer. And if you happen, Nebuch, Bezman Hazeh, Mipechatein, Galin Matein, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. If there's no Beis HaMikdash, there's no Korban Omer, so then there's no Sfiras Omer either, Min HaTorah. So that's one way of understanding the Psukim. Or you can read the Psukim totally differently. The Torah is making a statement. Comes the second day of Pesach, two independent things happen. I can't say with a straight face coincidentally they happen on the same day. I mean, there is obviously a machshava. There's a big connection to the carbon omer and the sphere omer. They're called, there's a reason why they're both called the omer in a sense. But api alocha, they're not really tell zeh b'zeh. They're not dependent one upon the other. And it's very possible that one without the other. So that's the pashtus and the machlekes, the Rambam and against the Tais and the Balamor. Does the Torah mean to link the two mitzvahs or not? According to the Rambam, there's no linkage at all. And according to the Tosafot in the Balamor, there's a very, very real connection between the two. So this was, in a sense, conventional wisdom. Probably most people learned this pshat until the days of Reb Chaim. Came along Reb Chaim, and that a Chiddush Gadol, came along Reb Chaim and said that the Rambam agrees bi'ikaron to the other Rishonim that Sfiras HaOmer cannot be separated from the Korban Omer. You can't make a statement like that and say, Sfiras HaOmer, it's standing on its own 2 feet. It's not true. The Torah puts it together in the same psukim, the same aliyah, the same parashah, the parashah of Sfiras HaOmer and Avos HaOmer, it's in the same series of psukim, parashah Zemar. Of course, one is taller than the other. But the Rambam argued of Chaim had a different way of understanding what that taliyah is. What is the connection between the two? According to Tosfos and the Malamor, in order for Sfiras HaOmer to kick in Min HaTorah, you have to have befoil, you have to practically kravas HaOmer. If and when you actually literally brought that Korban Mincha, put the Korban on the Mizbeach, offered the Korban Omer, if La Maisa, you actually did the Korban Omer, then and only then does the mitzvah of Sfira kick in. Unless you practically brought a Korban Omer, there is no mitzvah of Sfira Omer. That's according to Sabrishan. And what is the Rambam hold? The Rambam holds, you don't need a practical offering of the Korban. You need a potential offering of the Korban. Could you have brought the Omer? If the answer to that question is no, then you talk all right, then there's no sphere, even according to the Rambam. So unlike conventional wisdom that the Rambam holds, sphere is its own world. It's not shech b'chalal to the Korban. Not true. The sphere depends on the Korban, but it doesn't depend on the formal bringing, the actual bringing before you. It depends on the koyach, the theoretical, the ability, the possibility. It could have been Efshar Ken Zayin. You could have brought the Korban Omer. Says Reb Chaim L'Moshe, what if you live as Mancha Beis Mikdash Shekayim, and they ran out of barley in Eretz Yisrael? There's no barley. They go from the top of Eretz Yisrael to the bottom, there's no barley. The Korban Omer has to be brought from Eretz Yisrael. Can't bring it from Kutzla. There's no barley finished. What are you supposed to do? So you don't bring the Korban Omer. Says Reb Chaim, you're going to tell me there's no sphere in that year? Minatari, there's no sphere. You don't count spheres in that year because there was no Korban. Reb Chaim says he finds, the Rambam felt that was very hard to understand. The Rambam sheet is that as long as you have a potential akrava, that's enough to kick in the mitzvah sphere. So that's very nice in the case of Reb Chaim, when you live in the Beis HaMikdash, and the Kohanim are standing there, and everyone's waiting to bring the Korban, and the Kohanim announce there's no barley around this year. Bizman HaZeh, that's not exactly what's happening. Bizman HaZeh, there's no Beis HaMikdash, there's no Korban, there's no Oymid, there's no Ktira, there's no Big Dekuna, the Kohanim are not here, there's no Yushaba. Well, who are you kidding? This is not a theoretical lack of a carbon. I mean, this is the mice of the zero. There's nothing. Says Reb Chaim, no, it's not true. Don't give up hope, says Reb Chaim. Don't be misguided. Says Reb Chaim, according to Rambam, Bizman HaZeh, there is a theoretical ability to breathe the carbon. The fact that we don't is marshal about the Vadaima. We couldn't find barley this year. What does that mean? What kind of theoretical carbon? There's no Bismikdash. Says Reb Chaim, the Rambam's Lashita, the famous Rambam, but the last of the Rambam Kremis, the fourth of the Rambam Kremis, it's the Rambam Nuchas Beis HaBechir, where the Rambam writes, the Pigach Makriven HaKarbonas Kulan Af Apisha Ein Sham Bayis Bonin. Says the Rambam, you offer all Karbonas, even without a Beis HaBikdash. You don't need a Beis HaBikdash for Karbonas. The Ochlin Kachem Kachem B'chol Azor, you can eat Kachem Kachem in the Azor, in the area that used to be the courtyard. Av Mishcharev, there's no wall, it was destroyed. The Einam HaKavas HaMechitza, there are no walls there. Rochel Kutchim Kalim and Maisa Shani Bechol Yerushalayim. You can eat Kutchim Kalim and you can eat Maisa Shani in all of Yerushalayim, just like the old days. Abishem Chasham Chaimis. You know, there's no walls. Why is it the Rambam? Shakadusha Rishona, Kishalashaita, the Kishalashaita. Says the Rambam, the Kedusha that Yerushalayim was endowed with way, way back in the days of Shlomo HaMelech is a Kedusha that lasts forever and ever and ever and doesn't even need a building. Doesn't need a structure. Doesn't need a binyan. It's a Kedusha Smokum. You don't need a binyan based in Mikdash. You need Kedusha Smokum and you have a full-fledged Kedusha Smokum Bizman Azeh. The very famous Sashit and Rambam. That's why the Rambam also writes in the same Halachas of the space of the Chira. That's why someone who's tummy is not going on the Mokum Mikdash Bizman Azeh. Because according to the Rambam, that the Kedushas of Mikdash is in full force with Manazah, so all the regular dinim of Tomei Shenichtas, they're also in full force. Again, I'm well aware of the fact that there's a whole discussion, controversies about where do you draw the line, what exactly is Machon Mikdash, was the Harabais, was the Azari. I'm not going down that route right now. But just the Ikaron, the Rambam's view is, and it's the view of most of the Rishonim, that the Ikaron, there is a sort of Knesset to the Machon Mikdash with Manazah. Where you think Machon Mikdash is? Okay, so some people have a discussion about them, but that's not really our topic right now. But the core part of the Rambam sheet is very clear that you can bring korbanos. There is nothing stopping you from bringing a korban that you put up a mizbech. It'll take you a minute to build a mizbech. But you don't need a base of mikdash. You don't need the whole structure. Says Reb Chaim, the Rambam's lashit also. Since the Rambam holds that you theoretically could bring a korban oimet today, so it's like the Zman HaMikdash where they couldn't find barley. So when they Zman HaMikdash, they couldn't find barley. So Sphira is not their Isa. It's ridiculous, says Reb Chaim. Of course, Sphira is their Isa. Who are the Nami according to the Rambam? Sphira is Bizman HaZeh Deraisa as well. So according to the Rambam, the fact that Sphira Oibir is Deraisa today could either be because the Rambam holds that Sphira is completely separate and distinct from Nakrova. Or the Rambam agrees fundamentally that it's connected to Nakrova. It's just that the Rambam holds that it's connected to the theoretical Nakrova, not to the practical Nakrova. What led the Rambam to say such a thing that the Beis HaMikdash is still B'Kedushas Oibir Zman HaZeh? So the Rambam makes reference to a machloikis that appears in the Gemara about Eretz Yisrael. It was a big machlokes about after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, did that impact on the mitzvah tlois ba'aretz of Eretz Yisrael? Once the Jews were thrown out of Eretz Yisrael, so the trumas and maizos and shemitah, did that become the rabbanon or not? So the Rambam says that these two questions are not identical. Says the Rambam in Halacha Tezayin, the last Rambam comes. Why do I say that when it comes to Shalayim, once Shlomo HaMelech was Makadesh, the Beis HaMikdash, the Kedusha is here forever and ever? When it comes to Eretz Yisrael, so it's possible for Eretz Yisrael to lose its Kedusha. Whether it did or not is a big question. And the Rambam holds there are differences between Bais Rishon and Bais Sheni, and it's not absolutely right now. But Be'ikaron, it's up for discussion, Kedusha's Eretz Yisrael vis-a-vis agriculture. It doesn't mean to say Eretz Yisrael is not a special place and a Kedush place and Mokham Ashkin. All of that is 100% true, Bizman HaZeh. Whether or not all the agricultural rules apply in the Torah is subject to a debate, up for discussion. Whereas Mikdash, says the Rambam, is not up for discussion. Why is that? V'shekdushas ha-mikdash v'shalai v're'ashchino shchinena b'teila. Says the Rambam, the source of the Kedusha is very different. The source of Kedusha's Mikdash and my extension of Shalayim is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can never be thrown out of the base of Mikdash. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always there. So since Kedusha's ha-mikdash v'shalayim emanates from the Shechina, shchinena b'teila. Then the Rambam brings a riot from listening to Pash, Re'u Oimer, Hashimai says Mikdash Eichem. The Beis HaMikdash is still called a Mikdash, even though it's destroyed. What was the Kaddish Eretz Yisrael? Eretz Yisrael didn't get its Kedusha from the Shechina. It got its Kedusha because Klal Yisrael conquered it. That was great because they were in charge of it. Once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the Jews were thrown into Golos. Eretz Yisrael was taken away, so the military conquest that they had had in the days of Yeshua ben Nun is gone. But like Kibush, we lived through him in a time in Ma'isu Mishvias. So I'll call upon him. The Rambam is drawing a very real the difference between Kedushas Mikdash Yerushalayim on the one hand, which emanates from Shechina, which cannot ever be abolished. In contrast, Eretz Yisrael, we could discuss again. Maybe Kedusha Rishon of Yeshua, maybe Ezra is different. Again, those are details that Rambam is willing to negotiate with us in Hilchos Trumas, in Hilchos Shvias, in Hilchos here. But the fundamental yisod is true, says the Rambam, Kedushas HaMikdash in Yerushalayim can never be bottled. So according to Reb Chaim, because Kedushas HaMikdash in Yerushalayim can never be bottled, that is the reason, ultimately, why the Rambam's view is that Sphira Bizman HaZeh is the Araisa. Therefore, according to the Rambam, it's that sphere is a full-fledged mitzvah deraisa. You have to count days and weeks. That's not even negotiable. And according to the Rambam, l'chora, you should have said shechiyanu. But we don't. The Rambam doesn't say anywhere to say shechiyanu. Why don't we say shechiyanu and sphira? So we mentioned there are other reasons. Other Rishonim give other reasons. Maybe it's not less manazeh yet. We didn't finish it yet. The mitzvah only finishes up at the end when it reaches the Shavuos. So those are technical reasons. But the reason that the Baal HaMorah subscribes to, that it's not a real bona fide mitzvah, it's just a zeicha b'yama, or it's only a very sad mitzvah because there'll be some mikdash. So according to the Rambam, none of those reasons are correct. So I'll go upon him. Definitely, Yushalayim and Mikdash have some impact on Sfiras HaOmer. We're just not sure to what extent it has. According to many, many Rishonim, it has a huge impact. It mamish takes away the mitzvah from its status of mitzvah deraisa, maybe knocks it down to a derabbanan, maybe even less than a regular derabbanan, maybe just a zecha b'alma. And according to Baal HaMorah, that removes the requirement of Zman for two reasons. And Ikra din Yomim, I say Shavuos according to the Baal HaMorah, because it's only a derabbanan zecha l'mikdash. So according to the Baal HaMorah, it's very, very much linking to mikdash. According to the Rambam, either it's separate and distinct from mikdash, or even according to the Rambam, it's part of mikdash. The only reason why it kind of sneaks in to be a deraisa today is because we still have mikdash, albeit not before of us, at least theoretically we have mikdash in terms of kedushas and mikdash. When we finish counting sfira, so we always say Rachab on the Yachslavas with Shem Kaima. So according to the other Rishonim, that makes a lot of sense, because according to Tais and the Baal HaMorah, it's like a krecht. So we say we finish sfira. So Rabbanu Shalom, please let next year's sfira be a sfira deraisa. This year was never chad derabbanan zech lamikdash. Next year hopefully will be the real thing. According to the Rambam, why are we saying Rachab on the Yachslavas like this? Maybe I don't know what the Rambam said. Maybe he didn't say it. But according to the Rambam, maybe you could still salvage saying it, because even according to Rabbi Chaim, we're acknowledging that yes, we're counting sfira today, but we're counting sfira in a very shvach way. A sfira is a result of a theoretical korban armor. Rebbeinu Shalom, we say, Rebbeinu Shalom, please, harachol and yachzel, let us with the mikdash. We hope and pray that we should get the real thing, get the real sfira with the hakol, you know, the whole picture of it, not just the koyach but the foil mamish. So it's definitely an apropos time, the days of sfira. As we still have a little bit of time left to the days of Sfiras HaOmer, it's a time to focus on Mikdash, time to put our eyes as we shall have. So Kadosh Baruch Hu, Bechasta Godol, perform such wonderful Nisim for Klal Yisrael, and then the icing and then the cake of the Nisim that we were able to witness in our generation, to be able to get a little bit of a mashu, to get one step closer to Mikdash. So we hope and pray Kadosh Baruch Hu should complete the picture and should give us back mamish the days of Mikdash from Hevi Amenu. We should be able to be zeichet to perform all the mitzvahs that are all the kabbanos, yachzu kol kabbanos kulan, and beprat the mitzvahs sfiras HaOmer should come back to its full glory with the korban HaOmer, with the sfiras HaOmer, culminating with the yontzu of Shavuos, well, beprat mechadash l'Hashem to bring the shnei lechem. So we hope and pray we should be zeichet b'korov to that day of Meir Yabanan Mitzvah. Okay, wish everybody a good night. Take care.
Rabbi, thank you so much. Big Swiss, thank you.
My pleasure. Kol tov to everybody.
Shalom, Rabbi.
Have a good Shabbos. Good Shabbos, everyone.
Yeah, thank you, Rabbi.